Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, good morning. Greg Lesher is sitting in for Vincent. He's busy with his farm breakdowns. He's got a clutch he's working on, and also he's trying to locate some parts from John Deere. And John Deere's a company that prides itself on not having interchangeable parts. And, of course, when he called in John Deere, he couldn't get a hold of anybody in the parts department, so he finally had to call sales. Of course, they're happy to answer the phone there. So, well, Vincent's dealing with that. And we've also got Gwyneth on the line with us. Good morning, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Greg. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. You know, we're dealing with supply chain issues. I think we're also dealing with mental illness issues in this country right now. Just listening to the headlines talking about a lot allowing transgenders into, say, a male transgender into a female competition. I think that's a wonderful thing. You know, my question has always been, if someone says that they're transgender, you know, if I find out if they're a man or a woman, I'll say, if you're a woman, well, you must have a uterus, right? Or the opposite for male, you know. And if they don't, then obviously you're not a male or a female. You're a eunuch. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it. Funnily enough, I was just watching your video earlier on YouTube, and it was by this guy. Apparently, he's put out a documentary called "What Is a Woman," and it was just a snippet from this documentary that he's made. I forget his name, but you know, I think it's becoming quite a well-known documentary. He goes around to indigenous tribal groups all over the world and asks them, what is a woman? And this particular one, he was talking with the Maasai warriors of Africa, and he basically said, well, what if there was, you know, a woman who said she was a man? Or non-binary, somebody who said they are neither male or female. And they said, oh, well, that's very simple. She would be crazy. And that's just how it is. And
yes.
You know, in centuries past, I mean, I've said a number of times before that I have past life memories of where I was a woman and I was pretending to be a man. And I spent my whole life that way, in that particular lifetime. And, nobody ever figured it out. And I was able to trace historically who I was, and I was Dr. George Wilson. Nobody ever worked it out that I was actually female, and I was actually able to find that there were other cases in that time of other women who spent their whole lives disguised as a man, and it was only found that they were a woman upon their death. But that was for economic reasons, because women in past centuries had such a terrible life. And if you were born a woman, but through unfortunate circumstances, and in my case, what I was able to see was that my father was a surgeon, and my mother died in childbirth in that life, and that he never remarried, and that he raised me as a boy for my own safety, because we lived in a bad area, and he couldn't just let me out to play. I would not have come back. And this was back in the late 17th century. This would have been in the late 17th century that I was a child in that life. And so I was raised, you know, he put me in boy's clothes, gave me a boy's name, and sent me out to play simply for the sake of my own survival, so that I would come back in the evening. And that he taught me to be a surgeon so that I would have a skill for my own survival. And because if you were a woman and you were on your own, you have very few career options. And life is certainly better as a man. But that was economic, and that was practical reasons. That was not some weird sexual fetish.
Well, kind of like Klinger trying to get out of the military on MASH, you know, dressing in women's clothing. But anyway, you know, if I'm going to raise dairy cows, I'm not going to use transgender cattle called steer for dairy. You know, that's not going to get me anywhere. I'll be just wasting money, wasting time, and wasting energy.
Yeah,
you know?
Those are called, here in Australia, they got two names for those sorts of cattle. They're called killers, and they're called freezer fillers. Because that's what they're used for. They're used for the farmer to kill, and they're used for him to fill his freezer up. That's what they're for. They have no other use. And lawnmowers. Those are the three names that they have.
Yeah.
Only three reasons you have them.
Having steer, for we'll call them transgender, transsexual cattle for a dairy farm would be like the term... that's about as useless as teats on a boar hog. As useful as teats on a boar hog. In other words, they're just there. There's no use. Yeah, it's a lot of people are starting to raise up and say, enough is enough. You know, this is a...
Yeah.
How many children have been turned into transgender, before they even reach the age of accountability? Can you imagine the judgment of anybody involved in such a horrible thing? Removing that child's right to carry on his family, the family name. You know, in the military, if you only had one son, you could request that son was never put in a position where he could lose his life, because they understood the importance of carrying on the family name. In a healthy society, where we are today is just it's upside down. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we are messed up. In a lot of societies, if there was an only son, and he was exempted from service. He didn't have to serve, because it was considered so important that the family name be continued on. But I think that people today, since the 1960s, since abortion became widespread and since birth control became widespread, the connection between sex and reproduction has been culturally lost to us. Because, I mean, I have a book around here, somewhere, and it's a book on etiquette. And it has a chapter on getting married. And it has recommendations for the bride and recommendations for the groom. And it's from that sort of 1950s era. And it's obvious that the assumption was that the bride would be a virgin. And I don't think that there would be many virgins around who would be older than about 18 or 19 in the whole country these days.
I just read an instance of a 8-year-old girl who crossed the border through Mexico who could no longer even speak because she had screamed so much. And took her in and did some testing on her and found out she had 67 strains of DNA in her body. She was raped over 67 times in that border crossing. Can you imagine the horror?
Terrible.
That's, yeah. You know, this border deal. You know, build the fence and then here's the gate and then allow everybody to just walk in.
Yeah, it is absolutely terrible. And for sure the judgment of God is coming on all of our world, basically, but especially the U.S. I wanted to say something that I heard on another radio broadcast recently, Wednesday or a Thursday broadcast. And on this broadcast, they said that there was a lot of chatter going about there being Russian hacks, supposed in air quotes, Russian hacks, and supposed in air quotes, Trump hacks. And this broadcaster was well aware of the fact that it would probably be a false flag, would probably be staged, but that it would be directed against one or more power grids within the United States and or the Ukraine and Europe. And it would be blamed. Excuse me, that it would be blamed on, quote, Trumpists, and that it would be claimed on, quote, Russians, that it would be a false flag. So this could be one of the last few broadcasts that USA Prepares has in that case. But that's how it is. We've always said that people should not assume that USA Prepares will always be there, that they should make their own preparations for their own life themselves. And when, to use USA Prepares as a tool and a source of information, but to not always depend on us being there, because we... USA Prepares is not always going to be there. Does that make sense, Greg?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I just feel that our days are numbered as things are, as we see them today, and that's why I've been pushing being prepared, be prepared, be prepared, get your food taken care of. And as we're finding out, there's more than one reason. Yeah, I'm seeing videos of people taking magnets into the grocery store. And, of course, holding the magnet up to the meat. If it sticks to the meat, injected with RNA technology, it's got the graphene oxide and everything else in there. Now, you don't want to eat that. At least I don't want to eat that, and I won't eat that. But just to think that they're doing that to our food... If you don't have a good supply of food or a way to get farm-raised, uninjected animals, then you're in a lot of trouble. We've got some famine coming up here, and I mean that's unavoidable. Yep. Supply chains shutting down, and it sounds like we got a break coming up here, but we can continue this on the other side of the break. But, yeah, there's some serious issues we're dealing with.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, Greg Lesher sitting in with Gwyneth Isaac live from Australia. And while Vincent's trying to gather parts, which seem to be disappearing as he's working on some broken down farm equipment and trying to get the hay in, from what I understand, before it rains, which is very important in keeping good quality hay. But we were talking about, food supply, being prepared. We got on the subject of that. You know, I'm glad I purchased some wheat a long time ago, about 20 years ago, and I can still take this wheat that I purchased and sprout it. And this is before they came up with the with genetically modified wheat. So I know that if I plant wheat, I'm going to grow wheat. And, you know, that's just invaluable to be able to make bread and other items using wheat, sprouts, which are vitally important for vitamins. And, you know, you, Gwyneth, being right out there on the homestead, a lot of what you do is your meals come from past planning and growing.
Yep.
Without your skills, you'd be in a world of hurt, wouldn't you?
I really would be. And especially the last couple of years, I've basically had very, very little income. And I'm still here. I'm working to change that to get some other funding sources happening. But the people who are in this particular bureaucracy who, you know, they're responsible for that, have been dragging their feet. And, you know, we have our equivalent of Social Security over here. That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, but they've been dragging their feet. This was, you know, that I put in the application in on the 6th of May. And they said, yeah, it should be in through, you know, in about 2 weeks. Well, that was 3 weeks ago. No, a month ago.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, getting up to, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago that it should have been through. And it's not. And so I'm sort of like sitting there going, you know, that Jeopardy meme, dun, 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 dun. waiting, and, you know, checking my email each day. And I'm entitled to this benefit. There's no question about it. You know, but the thing is that it's probably sitting in some bureaucrat's inbox somewhere, you know. And all it's going to require is a few clicks of a few mouse buttons, and it's all going to be processed. And do you think that they can do that in a timely fashion?
Well,
maybe there might be some oceanfront property around your place.
You know, well, I remember going. The worst thing I hated doing was going to update or, you know, do something with the driver license, because I know how the state, you know, DMV works. I mean, they hire people who really don't seem to have a care in life about you or anything you're doing or your time. It's just very, very inefficient. Just like the vaccine, which I heard talked about coming up with a new, you know, booster shot for something that is not safe and it is not effective and basically is killing a lot of people. And, you know, if you want to make some money, I can't remember what the amount was, but it was well worth it. If you can find a study done by the government on vaccinated versus the unvaccinated to prove that vaccines work, you can make a lot of money. You know what? There is no such study. They haven't done it. They know.
Yep.
They know they don't work.
And I don't think any of them really ever have, because they've only served to spread the diseases that they purport to cure. And that's just how it is. And that's with all vaccines, that's how it's always been. And I think that they've shot themselves in the foot on this one, Greg. I don't think anyone can get vaccinated for anything ever again. I think that, you know, so many people see through it. I think they've destroyed their own industry. That's probably a good thing. That's probably the only good thing to come out of this.
Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
U.S. USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it. Watch it. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's
hot? God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher sitting in with Gwyneth Isaac from Australia. Vincent is taking care of some farm needs and trying to locate parts and keep his farm afloat. Yeah, listening to that last commercial about texting and driving, I was thinking about who's driving this country. Would I want that person who's sitting in as the commander-in-chief taking me on a ride through traffic? Would I feel safe? Do you feel safe? I surely don't. I don't. Someone who, you know, can't hold his own body upwards, walking along the roadway, or no cracks, no bumps, is stumbling and falling. We've got leading this country. It's just really, you know, I can't stress, prepare. Nothing in this government is done without intention and planning. I really, truly believe that, and it's not for our best, and it seems to be the same with your country over there in Australia, Gwyneth. Back to you.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, all that I'm thinking is, what wasn't I saying just on Wednesday about, and I was speaking with Vincent about the topic of saying, well, it's like this, that very soon you're going to have problems with obtaining diesel fuel and oil and grease and parts, and you better figure out how you can do cattle farming and hay farming without diesel fuel, oil, grease and parts. And
yeah,
that was before he had this particular issue with the parts with his tractor. And it's just, it's something that I could see coming. So it's
yes.
It's pretty sad, and there is actually a way to do it, because before the 1950s, nobody had a tractor. And people farmed cattle for thousands of years before the 1950s. And there is a way to do it, and I'll tell the whole broadcast class and you, Greg, how to do it, okay? There is
this is important. Before you start that, this is very important. It's a very important subject. However, you must realize that if you're not using that tractor to farm food for yourself, okay, and we do have a fuel shortage, where are you going to go? What's the purpose of your trip? Are you going to an empty store, grocery store, or parts store that no longer supplies anything? Because 99.99% of the people don't know how to do what you're doing. No, the only reason you're going to be making fuel is to plant your crop or whatever you're trying to do for survival. So, you can have a good storage, but, you know, it might be a dangerous situation to climb in a car and take off on the highway when nobody else is driving. They may be waiting for you to see what you're transporting. And I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen.
Absolutely right.
So, go ahead.
And that is why, this system does not involve traveling off your farm. What it involves is you get your cattle, okay, and each night you put your cattle, you make a mobile corral out of sheets of tarpaulin. Okay, and you know the pigtail posts that you get for electric fencing? So you don't even need electric fence. You could do this with electric fence. That would work. But even if you didn't have an electric fence, you can keep your cattle in with sheets of tarpaulin hooked up on a string or a wire with pigtail posts and made into a corral in your field. You keep the cattle in there each night and you let them out during the day to graze in a certain area, and they will not venture very far from the corral.
Especially if they're far, there are nowhere else.
You make sure that there's a water source in the corral for the number of cattle that are there. So the only thing you have to transport is a mobile water trough. And you've got to get water into the trough. But this method was developed by a fellow by the name of Alan Savory, and he is from Zimbabwe, and he developed this method of cattle farming specifically to use with the tribesmen, with the African tribesmen that were there. so that they would be able to farm their cattle sustainably and actually have their country get better each year. And this corral can be packed up and moved either on the back of a bullock, which is a steer that's been broken to pack with, or on a cart. So that means that, you know, you have the bullock sort of singled out so that you can, you know, find it easily. So maybe if you're, you're all black cattle,
you know, you
and
think
the,
about
the
it.
One white cow, the one white steer becomes your bullock. If you've got all black cows, the one white steer becomes your bullock.
Yeah.
You know, that's
so, and when they get wandering out there and in the pasture in search of food, when they start to get thirsty, they remember exactly where that water is, and they head right to it. Yeah, and that's when you can pin them back up. You know, it's interesting because in between where I live and in Cedar City, Utah, I take a back highway instead of the I-15 belt route, you know, the freeway through there. I usually take the Laurel bus travel, and there's an old homestead near a volcanic, lots of volcanic rocks. And the pioneers, there still stands a fence that they made by stacking rocks and carrying rocks to make a fence. So it can be done. They did it. And I imagine you're going to have those skills, again, to survive because, you know, they don't want the population that they have on this earth. This earth, by the way, was made to handle us. There's not a soul that comes here that wasn't supposed to come here. Okay? They're waiting for their bodies. And just think how many of them have been killed before they even got into the womb. You know, as soon as they made it to the womb, let's just put it that way. How many have been, you know, to not be able to experience what it's like to have a body. I mean, there's just so many things you can't do without a body. You wouldn't know what it is like to taste, to feel pain, any of these things. So to deprive these spirits, these children of their bodies, I mean, this earth was made to handle it, and carbon is what this earth lives on. That's what plants breathe. And the forests, you know, not being able to respirate and breathe in that CO2, they don't smell like forest anymore. I mean, I used to love going up into the high mountain, you know, full of pine and just smelling that beautiful pine fresh air smell. And it's just not there anymore. Now what I find is a lot of yellow and dying trees that are sick. And, of course, the beetles attack sick trees and destroy the forest. And then, of course, all the forest fires, which we find are starting simultaneously across the vast area at the same time, it only means one thing. They were all lit at the same time by something or someone in control. You know, it's, again, that all, you know, gets back to prepare, get out of Dodge, find a place that you can sustain yourself and your family. It's a lot cheaper to find that land out in the middle of nowhere. You know, you've experienced it, I've experienced it, and I love being out there, being able to get my hands in the dirt, having quiet. I belt myself way off the highway. You have to take a pretty good hike if you're going to walk to the highway that runs along, you know, the access to my place. But it's time to do it. And, you know, I can't stress it enough. If you're in a city, you just think about all those people being hungry for about a week and what might be the scenario there, and is that really where you want to be? Your thoughts on that, Gwyneth?
Yeah, they'll be driven crazy. And actually, there's very good data on what happens when people begin to starve. And that is, after about a week with no food, probably there's a good swath of the population that's willing to resort to cannibalism.
Yes.
Just for the sake of having something to eat. And the proportion, that would be about 90% of the population, at least.
It yeah, it kind of reminds me of that movie.
1 week without food would be...
Yeah, Eli or whatever it was. Yeah, when they came across that house with a man and a woman. Oh, there was a movie called Eli. You know, like the Book of Eli.
Oh, yeah, during the siege of Jerusalem.
Yeah, and
siege to Jerusalem, and you know, there were two women there in the city,
yeah,
and they came to the king. They came to the king, and they asked the king to solve the dispute because they'd eaten one of the children, and this woman was trying to go to the king to make the king get the king to make the other woman hand over her son, so that they could eat the other son, you know. And that's unfortunately how it goes down, because the thing is that these sorts of things don't happen when the country has a good moral fiber, when they're full of God-fearing, when the country is full of God-fearing people who have moral standards and a work ethic. Countries don't get into this sort of situation, because people know how to do things, they know how to fix things, they know how to grow crops, and they are not prepared to submit to the cult of Caesar. And so, and they usually also have firearms, and there's no mass shootings in schools or shopping centres. There were no mass shootings in schools or shopping centres prior to the 1980s. It just didn't happen.
Yeah. No, you know? Yeah. And now what are they finding? They're finding these people on psychotropic drugs that have been doing the shootings. I mean, they're so far out of their minds, they've burned out every little bit of conscience that's left in that person, so he doesn't feel bad. And it's like living in a dream world, you know. Everything's a dream to them, but they're so drugged out and whacked out, you know. It's just a really sad situation. But, in that Book of Eli or whatever the movie was, they come upon this house, and this man and woman offer him some meat. It turns out it's human meat. That's what happens in a famine, when people are dying of starvation. I don't want to be anywhere around those people or anywhere around a city or a neighborhood. And I'm sure you wouldn't either.
No.
No, prepare. Have your water figured out. Yeah.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's
877-878-4203. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Good morning. Greg Lesher sitting in for Vincent, along with Gwyneth Isaacs from Australia. And, that intro, you know, only seasoned opinions and guests, you know, so think about it for a minute, Gwyneth. I've heard some of your methods, like how to move bees and things like that. This is hands-on knowledge that a lot of people just don't have because they don't do it. I looked at an advertisement for a off-grid book on Facebook, okay, for instance, and it said water, endless supply of water from the air, and it's showing a picture of a solar distiller, which is totally misleading. A solar distiller does not grab water from the air. It takes water that you have, that you've found, that is polluted, and it evaporates it into drinkable water and collects it. And that's something that I took far beyond the solar still. You know, it took me some time to figure it out, but I've got an endless supply because of purification of water. You've got some methods. I can't wait to read your book on the beekeeping. I hope you take to print on how to move bees in a very, very non-intrusive way that doesn't stress the hive out. Yeah. I really hope you. Yeah. I really hope you are able to put that into print, because that is some wonderful information. This is something that the bees would do naturally. You don't have to smoke them out. So I really look forward to reading that, whether it's a pamphlet or a book.
I haven't actually announced this yet, but yes, I am working on another book, and it's actually expanded from there, Greg. And it's now
excellent.
How to set up an off-grid homestead. So basically a step-by-step how-to guide My focus at the moment in my work has been in setting up my water catchment, okay? And, you know, I know we only have a few minutes left.
One word about water catchment. You're going to have the purification. And the reason I'm saying this is because the last rainstorm, I saw a video where somebody scraped up the dust off the windshield after a rainstorm into a little pile, held a magnet up to it, and guess what happened? It stuck to the magnet.
Magnetic.
It jumped onto the magnet. It's magnetic rain. I tried it, and the same with the same exact results. No, rainwater's great.
Yeah.
But, treatment and filtration and distillation are very important.
Yeah.
But when you're living in a desert like I do, you catch every drop you can.
Yeah. And using these methods, there's actually been a woman here in Australia, and she's managed to grow a rainforest at a place called Lightning Ridge. And if anyone wants to go on the internet and find some photos of Lightning Ridge, it looks a little bit like the face of the moon. There's nothing there. The only thing, and you know who did it?
Maybe some old camera equipment, right?
Lightning Ridge used to be a beautiful place, and then a company called BHP moved into town. And what they did was they cut down every single tree in the whole area to fuel their smelter. Oh, that was Broken Hill. Same thing. You know, Broken Hill and Lightning Ridge and all that area. BHP, which is a steel refinery company here in Australia, they moved in and they cut down every tree in the district. They desertified the whole place. And I heard another story of another man who, lived in Broken Hill as a boy, and he was saying that in one day their land went from a beautiful prairie pasture to a desert, and it never flipped back, ever. And you go to Broken Hill today, and it's like the face of the moon. And the reason is that people got rid of the trees. And that it's been the same story all over the world. The Sahara Desert was formed by Julius Caesar and the Romans cutting down all the trees in North Africa deliberately to impoverish the population of Carthaginians and the Phoenician Empire that was there. And they deliberately, willfully destroyed them by cutting down their trees. And it's very easy to put your landscape back from desert to a rainforest. And that is
a lot of CO2 in the past, because we're finding out this planet was covered in forests.
Oh, it was.
A lot of CO2.
It was.
And we're trying to reduce it more. Yes. What do we want? A Mars or a moon?
Dig trenches on contour and mulch. And then you can begin to plant hardy desert plants like prickly pears, and then you can plant less hardy plants once the prickly pears and such like are established. And I can hear music. So I think that this is the end of my broadcast, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, we'll definitely see you next week, me anyway, on Friday, and Gwyneth on her day, and I hope everybody prepares. Keep preparing. Do whatever you can every day.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.